10 excuses why you're not capturing your mom's story for Mother's Day or any day. 1. I don't have the time to feel anything about mom except calling her, put a card in the mail, send her flowers, or take her out to eat. 2. There's plenty of time. Mom is in good health. 3. We have tons of videos and pictures of mom already. It's good enough. 4. It opens up too many feelings and emotions. 5. A book seems like a great idea, but too overwhelming to undertake. 6. I don't know why, but I'm afraid to do this. I'm anxious. 7. I've asked mom questions and answers both on paper and on video. Frankly, her answers feel flat and emotionless. I want to capture her emotions and her stories. Who is she besides my mom? 8. I've checked into memoir writers, personal historian writers, and memory companies. It's hard to choose. They want to preserve our memories, but these options take too long or cost too much money. I'm looking for a personal touch and a memory book we can enjoy, especially with mom's beginning of Alzheimer's. 9. Mom's house is filled with stuff and we have to get to that first. 10. I'll remember all the fabulous things she has done and who she is. Does this sound like you? Do any of these excuses seem like they would fit you? Watch our posts on Facebook and YouTube over the weekend for at least 5 helpful ideas. I'll recap it in my newsletter next week, so sign up and you'll see. We can do this together. Have a lovely Mother's Day celebration. Beth. I'm the one that pulls the stories out of your mom's brain because I listen to her in a refreshing, objective, and caring way. This opens her up to telling one story after another because she is safe and trusts me. Yes, I build trust quickly. www.bethlohr.com. Pound Your Thin Books Rock. Pound Right Heart Memories.